It's as close to time travel as we're going to get. This Week in Music History with Marty Miller.
Hello.
That'd be me. How's all? Hope you had a great week. And we're back doing it again with another little podcast, booting through a week in music history in less than 10 minutes. Do you ever get a podcast when it just goes on and on and on? A bit like I'm doing now. We're looking at the week of April 15th to 19th in music history. The week where we talk about the time Pink Floyd set a fella on fire in the name of art. Well, actually, it didn't happen this week, but the lad who came up with the idea, he was in music history news this week.
So there was a man on fire. And George, of course, being an illustrator, thought it was a picture, an illustration. I go, oh, no. It's real.
In 2021, The Simpsons took on Morrissey, and Morrissey wasn't happy.
Stop being such a
pill. Oh, sorry, Marge.
Hey.
And Tupac tried to shock the people in 1996 with makeup-clad boyos.
We need to shock the people. So let's shock the people.
This Week in Music History. A week in less than 10 minutes.
Starting in 2001... and the punk pioneer Joey Ramone. Do you know Joey's real name? Jeffrey Ross Hyman. Singer of the Ramones died after losing a long battle with cancer. He was just 49 years of age.
If the Ramones didn't make your kind of music, many of today's biggest names in entertainment are missing the man from Queens who became famous as Joey Ramone. He inspired Bruce Springsteen to write one of his biggest hits called Hungry Heart, and Ramone even made a fan of novelist Stephen King. CBS2 reporter Sukanya Krishnan was out tonight talking to fans and friends.
The message on one candle outside CBGB's read simply, thanks, Joey.
He saved the music scene, actually.
Born this week, April 15th, Michael Kamen, the American composer and orchestral arranger, worked with loads of acts, including Pink Floyd, Queen, Eric Clapton, David Bowie. He also, did you know this, co-wrote Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You. He died in 2003.
Michael Kamen has composed musical scores for some of Hollywood's most successful films, among them Lethal Weapon and Die Hard.
The music is the last ingredient that can help to extract the emotions from the characters.
Michael Kamen was responsible for the orchestration work on the Metallica S&M albums too. To 1993 we go, and David Lee Roth was arrested in New York in Washington Square in the city for trying to buy a bag of marijuana for $10.
Lee Roth was busted for buying a $10 bag of marijuana during a police sweep of New York's Washington Square Park last Friday afternoon. The ex-Van Halen frontman, in town to record a new solo album, faces up to 15 days in jail and a $240 fine.
Zipping through a week in a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
In 1996, Kiss appeared back in full makeup for the 38th Grammy Awards, where they announced a reunion in makeup tour. This was the first time that all four members had appeared together in over 15 years. Tupac was the man who made the announcement.
You know how the Grammys used to be, all straight looking folks with suits, everybody looking tired, no surprises. We tired of that. We need something different, something new. We need to shock the people. So let's shock the people. Now, these my homeboys. And I see just about everything now.
Of course, Tupac, long gone. Kiss, only this year, knocking everything on the head. In 1995, Oasis drummer and founding member Tony McCarroll was told on the phone that he was been sacked from the group. McCarroll then went on to sue Oasis for millions in unpaid royalties. By 1996, the court thing was over. They paid him 500 grand and off he went. Tony's a sound old fella, though.
I mean, I was the quiet one that sat at the back there, making plenty of noise, of course. Gwig's quite a reserved character, got along with his job. Bonehead, I can credit Bonehead with everything that's mad with Oasis. That's the rock and roll of mayhem.
In 2013, Storm Thurgeson, whose album cover artwork was on Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon and also Wish You Were Here. He died at age 69. He also did album covers for Peter Gabriel, Muse, Led Zeppelin, but it's mainly the Pink Floyd stuff I think that a lot of us associate him with.
So there was a man on fire, and George, of course, being an illustrator, thought it was a picture, an illustration. I said, oh no, it's real. And these are the days before computers, so it meant setting a man on fire, which we did.
This Week in Music History, the podcast.
In 2021 this week, The Simpsons parodied Morrissey as someone who doesn't like other humans.
I can smell burning flesh, and I hope to God it's human.
In The Simpsons TV show, he sings "Everyone is horrid except me, and possibly you," with Lisa.
Oh, these bands are all rubbish and this sun is too sunny.
Stop being such a
pill? Oh, sorry, Marge.
Hey!
In 1969, a band called Smile appeared at the Revolution Club in London, England. This was how they sounded, and very different to how they sounded when they got a new lead singer called Freddie, and then they became Queen. This week in 1985, Bryan Adams was on the album chart with the album Reckless, his fourth studio album, and by God, it was huge. Six singles from that album, including...
A week in less than 10 minutes.
Finally, in 2012, the world said goodbye to a legend, Lee Von Helm. Throat cancer got him at the age of 71. He was the drummer, singer, part of the Hawks and the Band, who were Bob Dylan's backing band. He sung on the classics like The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down and Up on Cripple Creek and, of course, The Weight.
Take a load off me.
And that is a look at this week in music history. We've just booted through the week of April 15th until 19th. My name is Marty Miller. Thanks a lot for listening to the podcast. Tell a friend. We can't offer you any kind of loyalty program, but if you can share and share alike, that would be really, really great. Until the next time, then.
This Week in Music History, a week in less than 10 minutes.